You're listening to the audio production of Preaching with Purpose, The Urgent Task of Homiletics by J.E. Adams, published by Zondervan and read by Alan Taylor. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To all of those preachers of the Word who wish to reconsider preaching from a more radically biblical perspective. Preface. The work that you hold in your hands is the result of over 25 years of intensive analysis and thought about preaching. Both my doctoral degree and my master's degree were acquired in the area of preaching. Throughout the time I taught counseling at Westminster Theological Seminary, I also taught even more courses on preaching. Now, I plan to develop, direct, and teach a doctorate of ministry program on preaching at the newly established Western campus of Westminster Seminary in Escondido, California. It is in preparation for that program that I have finally written this book, which, in the form of notes and outlines, has been lying in a drawer of my desk for at least 12 years. My prayer is that God will use it in an effective way in the lives and ministries of many. J.E. Adams, The Mill House, 1982. Introduction. In my opinion, there has not appeared in the English language a significant textbook on preaching since John Broadus, a New Testament scholar, wrote his landmark book, The Preparation and Delivery of Sermons. I make that statement advisedly after studying and teaching preaching intensively for over 25 years. Many good books on preaching have been published. Each is helpful in its own way, but none has done for contemporary preachers what Broadus did for his fellow ministers in his day. Perhaps Broadus's work was enough. Why attempt to move ahead of him, someone may wonder. I only wish that were the case. If it were, it would save us all a great amount of anguish and effort, and instead of writing this book, I could devote my time to other tasks. But it isn't. Broadus's approach, his style, etc., were helpful to those who were called to preach in another era, not like our own. He codified for his generation, and the one that followed, much of the best that had been said thus far. But his approach to preaching hardly begins to meet the problems ministers must face today, and certainly not in a form that is pertinent to the contemporary scene. Moreover, in all candor, it must be said that, like those who preceded him, and many who have followed, Broadus bypassed a number of important matters, and at the same time retained much of the scholastic approach, which has served to weaken rather than strengthen the preaching of those who have adopted it. Scholasticism, Rome's dubious legacy to Protestantism, was mediated to us through the English Puritans, who took a number of wrong turns in preaching, some of which have brought us to the present sorry plight in which the evangelical church finds itself. That last statement points up a major reason why I have been impelled to assume the task that has produced this book. My goal has been to develop a textbook on preaching for pastors, seminary students, and other Christian speakers that I hope will make an impact in our day significant enough to change preaching substantially. That with few, and I mean very few, notable exceptions, preachers need to change what they are doing is not a point I shall argue. If you are of the mind that, on the whole, preaching in America is tolerably good, or, for that matter, even tolerable, then you and I are on such entirely different wavelengths that I don't think I could convince you to see it otherwise, no matter how hard I tried. So I won't. But if you are among those who recognize the great deficiencies that exist and would like to do something significant about the situation, even if it might mean taking radical departures from your present practices, then I believe this is the book for you. This book is not a mere restatement of past ideas and practices in contemporary language. It takes a new turn. As there was a need for a definitive change in Christian counseling,
sample complete. Ready to continue?